Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko and host of today's edition of HealthWise. I used to have a friend who had a shirt that said, "Growing old is not for wimps." It's tough getting old because we develop health issues that are usually far less common in those who are young. And one of the more dangerous bodily afflictions that increase as we get older is osteoporosis, which simply means porous bones. In the early decades of life, our bones, which are living tissue, constantly replace bone mass that deteriorates and is eliminated from our systems. But after not too many decades of our lives, the production of new bone mass just doesn't keep up, and eventually we have lower than normal bone mass and greater than normal bone loss. Our bone strength decreases, and what we do have for bones becomes more brittle. Normally, there are no symptoms, though we may experience back pain because weakening bones aggravate a pre-existing condition, or we may slowly develop a stooping posture. But in most cases, you won't know until suddenly a bone breaks, usually the hip, the forearm, or part of the spine. Now, the scary thing is that because of osteoporosis, even the wrong kind of bending or an aggressive cough can cause a bone to break. And after that, there can be chronic pain and a decreased ability to carry out daily functions that have been common parts of our lives virtually from birth. White people and those of Asian background are most prone to osteoporosis, and women are more prone to osteoporosis than men. After menopause, their bone loss increases due to a loss of estrogen, a natural steroid produced in the female sexual organs. 15% of Americans in their 50s and 70% of those in their 80s suffer from osteoporosis to one degree or another. Now, along with the natural process of aging, other factors can contribute to bone loss: lack of exercise and a sedentary lifestyle, too much time in front of the computer or in front of television and not moving around. These things can hinder the body's natural functioning to produce bone cells. The overuse of alcohol and tobacco, hyperthyroidism, kidney disease, and eating disorders also may be contributing factors. And likewise, some medications may make a person more prone to osteoporosis: anti-seizure drugs, chemotherapy, steroids, SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. SSRIs may be a factor, in osteoporosis development. And as we get older, it is so important to get the tests that indicate whether osteoporosis is setting in. Now, medical doctors themselves will tell you that attention to exercise and proper diet beginning in childhood, and this is important, attention to exercise and proper diet beginning in childhood. If you have your children plopped in front of their iPad or the television or the computer and they're beginning to put on weight and the diet is not helpful, it's amazing to realize that you may be feeding factors that will cause osteoporosis to come earlier in life than it would otherwise. Anyway, medical doctors themselves will tell you that attention to exercise and proper diet beginning in childhood play a huge role in minimizing the effects of osteoporosis. And I should add that once osteoporosis sets in, you can hinder those effects somewhat, but once it sets in, it's going to continue to be a degenerative aspect of your body. Well, it's those health and dietary factors that are related to osteoporosis that we're looking at on today's edition of HealthWise. Now, thus far, we don't have Rachel with us today to speak with us for whatever reason, but those of us who work in radio know how to deal with those kinds of exigencies that come. I do want to tell you, though, that 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. They do have a wonderful nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville. Their nutrition department, and that's where you will meet Rachel. You may not hear her voice on this program, but you will be able to meet her at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Their nutrition department is really a mini health food store. They have all kinds of supplements, and they have, I don't know, fresh things that you can get in some health food stores, but they have the supplements, the minerals, the vitamins, they have the herbs, the teas, and the protein powders and other forms of powders that you can take. And Rachel at 110 Pharmacy is a nutritional consultant, is more than able to help you with knowing what you need for yourself. Anyway, osteoporosis. And the phone number, if you'd like to call, I can give it a shot because I've worked on this topic myself. And if I don't know the answer, we'll refer you to Rachel. But the phone number is 631-955-5400. Maybe the best way to do this is if you're someone who suffers from osteoporosis, as most of us do or will at some point in our lives, then you have particular things that have been of help to you, then you're welcome to call the program, 631-955-5400. Now, in just a moment, we're going to hear a message from 110 Pharmacy. We'll break into our schedule and change it a bit so you can know more about 110 Pharmacy. Let me just talk with you for just a moment, though, about calcium. You realize that your bones are largely made up of calcium, and the calcium that you get, you naturally think of milk and milk products. Some of you, of course, are lactose intolerant, and any kind of milk will be upsetting to your system and can be counterproductive. But keep in mind that you get calcium as well from green vegetables. One of the ones that's very, of course, we think of kale, collard greens, turnip greens. And please don't write these things off. Some of you have been turned off by eating, if you've had them at all, the canned varieties of turnip greens and collard greens and kale. And with all due respect to the canneries, there are much better ways you can cook these. Certainly, some of these you can have raw. You can take kale, and there's recipes for kale chips. But basically, to boil it, season as you like. Green leafy vegetables are a tremendous source of the calcium that you need to help you ward off the effects of osteoporosis. Also, another one is bok choy. If you get the little... We'll turn this into a cooking program, Rick. You can tell what my affinity is, but this is part of it. Rachel would tell you this if she's on the show anyway, but if you take these little bok choy, these Chinese cabbages, and rinse them, please, and put some salt on them, get them nice and clean, and that gets some of the bitterness out. But if you just saute them in some oil and some garlic, which is also good for you, and use that as something of an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre. Rick, I'm making myself hungry, but that is a wonderful source for calcium. And then, of course, there's supplements. And just to alert you to the types of supplements that are there, there's kind of this dizzying array of calcium supplements. There's calcium carbonate, which is sometimes used as for acid indigestion. Then there is calcium citrate, which is going to have some vitamin C connected with it, calcium gluconate, and then there's calcium lactate, which, of course, is calcium that is derived from products that have lactose. Very important when you use these supplements. Number one, don't use too much. Any of you who have been afflicted, as I have, with kidney stones, sometimes that calcium can perpetuate that difficulty. And here is where the advice of your medical doctor is so important. Normal range for calcium supplements, for most people, 1,000 milligrams of a calcium supplement is more than sufficient. Ladies, Over 51, certainly postmenopausal, then probably 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, more appropriate. And men who are 71 and older, I haven't quite reached that point yet, but for those men who are 71 and older, the medical recommendation is about 1,200 milligrams of calcium each day. What's the best one to take? What's the danger of taking too much? That certainly your medical doctor can explain to you, can help you with. Some of us actually have medical plans where we can call doctors and get medical advice on the phone. You don't need to actually go in to do this, but if you have any questions, any interaction, negative interaction that calcium might have with your medication, check on that. As far as the best ones to take, though, there's where 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and Rachel, they can help you out with that. Also, they can explain side effects. Some of them do absorb in the body better than others, and you want to have a high absorption rate for that. What about calcium mixed with other things? Well, calcium can be mixed with vitamin D, and you very much need vitamin D to work with that calcium for the way your bones function. Aren't you struck with the fact, I often tell people that things didn't evolve like this. The idea that such a complex body such as we have, the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knows right well, the amazingly intricate ways the body uses different things. It's often called balance, where there is the necessity of vitamin D that you normally get from the sun to work with your calcium for the production of bone mass. And remember that bone mass is living tissue. We tend to think of bones as these hard things that archaeologists find when they're investigating, but your bone is actually a mass of living cells, and vitamin D working with magnesium work together. When we're in winter seasons, you don't get as much sun, or those of you listening in areas where you don't have much sun, then you need to make some kind of compensation for that. Certainly vitamin D supplements, sun lamps, and so on. Also, magnesium is necessary when you're using calcium. Magnesium actually helps with the way the calcium functions in your system. And potassium. Potassium that you get from fruits like bananas, but potassium that you can also get in supplements, sometimes with magnesium. But potassium actually helps to neutralize the acids in your system that can themselves very gradually dissolve bone mass. And remember that osteoporosis doesn't happen overnight. This is a very gradual thing, and the use of potassium supplements is a way of helping, working with the calcium and the magnesium and the vitamin D to help neutralize those acids in your system that can dissolve bone mass. Remember again to always check about how there would be interactions with your prescription medicines. A nutritional consultant like Rachel is able to help you with that, but in all cases, chatting with your doctor is important. So we're here on HealthWise, that is brought to you by 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and I want you to hear a little bit more about that fascinating pharmacy that's more than a pharmacy, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. You can't beat 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for its selection of medical and surgical supplies. Conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical carries many brands and varieties of the things you need to function well despite your medical condition. In 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's medical and surgical supply section, you'll find lift chairs, walkers, motorized wheelchairs, nebulizers for children, comfort shoes, compression socks, blood pressure monitors, cold packs, heating pads, and so much more. And 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's knowledgeable staff will help you know what best suits your particular need. They also deliver and ship items, and there's no charge for delivering and shipping durable medical devices. Here's a bonus for you, and it's a big one. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the surgical and medical section, the boutique, and the nutrition section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, and that's 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They're open 9 a.m. each morning. They're open till 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you on today's edition of HealthWise. We're talking about osteoporosis, which means porous bones, those bones that are living tissue. As we get older, that tissue doesn't replace itself as much. And this is just a factor of growing older. And we eventually have lower than normal bone mass and greater than normal bone loss. And that creates something that you may have no symptoms of. You may stoop over a bit if you've had a previous back injury. You might feel that a bit more. But in most cases, and this is what's scary, if you have osteoporosis and you have a tumble that you may have been able to adjust to when you were younger, you may find that you have a fracture or something even more serious, something that can affect your hip or your forearm or part of the spine. That's why for the elderly, falling is such a serious matter, because then you have decreased ability to carry out your daily functions, and we don't want to go there anymore. It's a very, very difficult thing. But we're talking today, HealthWise, about those ways in which you can help yourself to help those bones be healthy. We've talked about the importance of calcium, but there's other things. You may want to study for yourself. We've talked about the benefits of dark chocolate here. There is some evidence that this dark chocolate that may be otherwise good for you may inhibit calcium absorption. That's something you'd want to speak with your nutritional consultant about. Certainly in no case should you be overdoing it in this dark chocolate that is over 70% dark. But you see, in all of these things, the body is so intricately made, there has to be balance. If you overdo, even with good things like probiotics or with calcium, there can be side effects that you want to avoid. Don't be reactive in your health concerns. High-protein diets and diets with too much sodium may make your body excrete more calcium as well. Now, if you're a bodybuilder and you have the necessary high-protein diet, you will know that you need to be taking in more calcium from milk or other products. However, many of us have diets with too much sodium. Check the sodium levels on the canned foods that you eat, and you will be stunned at how much sodium is there. And that, too, may help, may hinder the absorption of calcium in your body. I should mention, you know, we become so fascinated with everything that's here, you miss the fact that you are meant to call into this program. And although I have a great time dealing with these things today, as the nutritional consultant in Rachel's place, 631-955-5400. If you are one afflicted with osteoporosis and you'd like to call with some of the things that have been helpful for you, 631-955-5400. We mentioned estrogen. Estrogen is a natural steroid that is produced by the female reproductive organs. And if there has been a surgery, a hysterectomy, or in a postmenopausal state for women, that estrogen is not produced as it was before. There are estrogen treatments that some women will receive. Here again, as with anything else, this is something that you confer not so much with your nutritional consultant about, but with your doctor about. There can be rather serious side effects from estrogen treatments, and the doctor can give you the pros and the cons and the balance sheets and so on. However, there is some evidence that soy products, particularly soy protein and even tofu and other products from soy milk, can be to some extent a natural alternative to estrogen. But I want to remind you again, this program is brought to you by 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It is located at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. And you can go there for any of their departments, but particularly for their nutrition department, to meet Rachel, speak with her, and ladies, ask her about those things that may to some extent be natural replacements for estrogen. And one thing that I should mention here, I think it was in the advertisement, but if you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, then you can, and you mention HealthWise, WLIE 540 AM HealthWise, you will get a 20% discount. Some of these items in the nutrition department, because they're very specialized and very special, can cost a little bit more than you might expect. But if you mention WLIE 540 AM and HealthWise, you'll get that 20% discount, which will make a huge difference on what you buy. We've mentioned vitamin K and osteoporosis. How else do you get vitamin K than from supplements? Well, once again, we're going back to green leafy vegetables that contain vitamin K, and not to be redundant. But please don't write off fresh collards. Just don't cook them too much. We'll turn this into a cooking program. Just steam them for a few minutes and then let them sit for a while. Use some good olive oil, which is also good for you. And then, of course, if you want, you can saute them a little bit with some garlic. But if you drain them, which is going to get rid of some of those wonderful vitamins that you need, nevertheless, that will get rid of some of the bitterness that puts some of you off with things like kale or collard greens or turnip greens or mustard greens. But believe me, these are excellent to have, and you will get vitamin K. Vitamin K, incidentally, is necessary for the clotting of your blood. And so there's more benefits, but vitamin K coupled with the calcium that you take. There's other dietary things. Of course, if you drink orange juice, check the sugar level on that, but there's calcium fortified orange juice that is helpful. Grapefruit, actually. Now, you've got to be careful, because grapefruit can interact with other things for important, for example, for those of us who are taking CoQ10 for cholesterol issues, you take it at one end of the day, red yeast rice extract. That's a real tongue twister. You take red yeast rice extract, and it does work in lessening the cholesterol level. But then you need to balance it with CoQ10. So my wife and I take red yeast rice extract before we turn in at night, and then we take CoQ10 in the morning with our coffee. But don't eat grapefruit close to your CoQ10 time. If that's in the morning, then have your grapefruit at lunch. Baked potatoes, they get a bad reputation with the paleo diet, but don't write off the wonderful spud. Baked potatoes have magnesium and they have potassium, both of which work with calcium and are very helpful. They're essential, actually, for the formation of healthy bones. Fish, don't be put off by fish. And you'll read and they'll say canned salmon and sardines, and those are great if you like them, but there's nothing like a good piece of fresh salmon. Here's a quick recipe for you. Sear it. You need a good ventilation system, but sear it for 1 minute on a very, very, very hot iron skillet. turn it over and sear it for another minute. Season it the way you want. Put some butter on it. It won't hurt you so long as you don't overdo. And then put it in the oven, 500-degree oven, for about 5 or 6 minutes. Oh, salmon is excellent. Also helpful for your bones. Figs are excellent. Dried figs. Prunes, which are simply dried plums, are better for more things than just our own constitution. Almond butter is excellent for the bones. And there are various types of milk if you're lactose intolerant. We've mentioned soy milk, but coconut milk and almond milk are also excellent when it comes to the development of your bones. And then we've mentioned tofu. I must confess I am not a tofu fan. Maybe someone can give me some recipes for tofu that will make me appreciate it. I do enjoy it in miso soup. But for those of you who like tofu, your bones also like the effect of tofu. And then another is molasses. You don't need to use sugar for sweetener and everything. Molasses is high in iron, but it is also very, very helpful for giving you the potassium that you need that is helpful for your bones. Now, if you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you go to their nutrition department and speak with Rachel, she's going to give you all other kinds of options. We really don't even have the time today as the program wraps up. But we do want to thank 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. And you can visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. And believe me, it is a delightful time to go into that pharmacy. You feel like you're going back in time when you go into it. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies. Not only there, but they have a fascinating boutique and also in the nutrition department, as we've mentioned. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're in that great nutrition department. Tell her you heard HealthWise, and they have a toll-free number for those of you listening from beyond the Long Island area. You can call 110 Pharmacy, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get a 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God's given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of Health Wise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.